Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Medhani, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions once the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Lohia from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, Elric. Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Quarter 1 FY26 earnings call of Medhani. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Dr. S.V.S. Narayana Murthy, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Madhubala Kaluri, Director of Finance. So, without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Dr. Murthy for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all the participants in the conference call. It's my pleasure to welcome all of you to this investor conference call of Mishra Dhatu Nigam Limited. Present with me today for the conference call is Mrs. Madhubala Kaluri, Director of Finance, and Mr. Babu, General Manager, TS, is incidentally DPM designate, and Mr. Paul Antony, Company Secretary. The detailed financial results for Q1 of FY25-26 have already been disclosed, and they're all available with you. However, I would like to take a few minutes to highlight some of the key figures from the results that were achieved during Q1 of FY25-26. To begin with, I am pleased to report that during the quarter ending 30th June 2025, Medhani has achieved a turnover of 170.5 crores, marking a growth of 4.31% compared to 163.45 crores recorded in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Importantly, the value of production stood at 241.29 crores, reflecting a healthy growth of 14.47% over 210.79 crores in Q1 of previous financial year. In terms of profitability, the EBITDA for the quarter stood at 41.28 crores, a growth of 32.86% over the previous year's 31.07 crores. The profit before tax reached 19 crores, registering a growth of 112.05% over 8.96 crores in Q1 of the previous year. Profit after tax was 12.8 crores, reflecting a growth of 150.49% compared with 5.11 crores recorded in the same quarter last year. Additionally, our order book position remains robust at 1,827 crores as on 1st July 2025, and this gives good visibility for FY25-26. To conclude, I reiterate that Medhani, we remain committed to supporting the strategic sectors of the nation while also enhancing shareholder value. I look forward to your questions and hope to address them and the queries you may have. So, thank you. With these few opening remarks, I welcome all of you to the further discussions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Amit Dixit from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. A few questions from my side, sir. The first one is regarding the utilization of your titanium mill. So, as I understand, recently, I think a couple of quarters back, we commissioned 500-ton per annum mill. So, just wanted to understand the orders that you have currently and the current utilization of this mill. That is the first question.
Okay. So, just to answer your question, We have orders for titanium.
Yeah, healthy order book of titanium, 441.
We have order book value for 440 crores plus. So currently we are fully utilizing our facilities and we are ready to execute orders already in hand, and we are also expecting a few more orders from other customers.
So this order book is executable over how much period?
It is about 1.5 months, 1.5 years.
Got it, sir, got it. The second question is on essentially the, if I look at the, this is a, a wider strategic question. So if you look at the Government of India's endeavor and just taking the cue from the Prime Minister's speech on Independence Day, wherein he said that the domestic fighter jets should have domestic engines. So what kind of opportunity we see for Medhani in this respect, given the fact that we have already been developing few components for Kaveri and indigenizing the other components also for engines? So if you can give a wider strategic framework that how we are collaborating for, you know, maybe development of engine for Mark II and maybe for AMCA if anything has started. So yeah, so that would be very helpful, sir.
Okay, so thank you for this question. Actually, you know, any fighter jet program or any, in fact, any aero engine program, basically it uses three kinds of strategic materials. So it uses very high strength steels, some precipitate hardenable steels, very ultra high strength steels, in fact, and it uses extensively super alloys, because the temperatures that go into during operation will be will demand the utilization of super alloys and of course titanium alloys because of its superior specific strength to density ratio. So keeping in view of these three things, these are the three main materials for Medhani. All we are very strong in all these things, and as you mentioned, in Kaveri engine program also Medhani was closely associated with GTRE, and we have developed a number of grades and successfully qualified, type tested, and they have been used. Now coming to the future one, the question regarding AMCA, we are really expecting orders. Already we are having good number of orders from HAL, and we expect a significant number of orders for this upcoming project also.
Got it, sir. The third question is essentially if I look at the margins, they have improved. I mean, they were at one point in time, they went all the way down to 14-odd%. But now we are seeing a trajectory where margins are between 20-22%. The only thing lagging is revenue growth, which remains quite, you know, subdued in single digits, I would say, for this quarter. So just two key points here. One is that on revenue, what kind of growth can we expect this year? And margins, is this 20 to 25% odd range sustainable?
Yeah. With respect to the margins, we can expect, like in Q1, if we look at it, EBITDA margin is 24.22%. So we are expecting that even for Q2, Q3, the whole year, that the EBITDA margins will be at the same range between 23 to 25, we can expect. That's what we are looking at it. And with respect to the revenue growth and all, yes, as is already mentioned, that we are having a good order book. And last year we have achieved 1,074 crores turnover. And this year we are planning to achieve around 1,300 crores in minimum. But however, we have a target of 1,500. We are aiming for 1,500. But internally, like, we are confident that we will definitely be crossing 1,300, and we will be aiming at 1,500 also.
That is great, sir. Wonderful. Another question that I had, and this is the last question from my side before I move back in the queue. It is on the order book itself. So if you can break this into various segments, you know, how much it is from defense, how much it is from railways, etc. That would be very helpful. Faith also.
We'll
okay, percentage you are looking for, or?
Sir, anything will do. I mean, if you go ahead, percentage, I can convert it to numbers. That's fine.
You can tell numbers, no issue.
Yeah, our division.
Out of 1827 is the order book. On that, the aero is around, 761 crores. 761 aero sector, and army is also around 156. And the next highest we have naval also, we are having 422, around 420 crores like that.
So presently we are having around 80% from defense only. That related to all aero, army, naval, everything. Remaining 20% only. Now presently actually we already finalized the order with the space. That may come maybe in a year, in a month or two. So then the space will go. Otherwise, you know, presently it is 80-20. 80 is the defense related. 20 is space, energy and other, including exports.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you for very patiently answering my questions. I will get back in the queue. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sukrit Patil with Eyesight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the Midhani team. I have two questions. First for Mr. Murthy and the second is for Mr. Mrs. Madhubala. So, good afternoon to Mr. Murthy. So, my question to you is, as Midhani strengthens its role in strategic sectors like defense and aerospace, how are you planning the evolution of your product product portfolio, especially in terms of proprietary alloys, additive manufacturing, and export grade certifications? Is there any plan of action to transition from project based execution to a platform led innovation that could position the company as a global supplier of these critical materials? Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So, thank you, Mr. Patil. So first of all, your first question is, see, we are a company with maybe 52 years of existence and more than 40 years of production. And our core strength is our new alloy development. Basically, we have in our portfolio about 500 types of alloys, which have been exclusively designed for strategic sectors like defense, space and nuclear, out of which about 100 grades are exclusively for aeronautical grades, that is used in aircraft. And regarding proprietary, yes, Midhani developed many grades and we have a number of proprietary grades either coming from TOTs or internally developed. So our core strength is alloy development. With respect to your LD manufacturing question, yes, we have idea of entering it. In fact, we wanted to go for powder manufacturing. So already we are in the process of establishing powder manufacturing facility because AM is coming up in a big way and we expect some of the powders, many of the powders are imported, strategic alloy powders. Some powders are available, but still country imports large quantities of powders because AM within the country is also growing up significantly. So visualizing this about an year or so back, we have put orders for some of the equipments and soon we will be establishing facility for manufacture of strategic powders, that is with respect to AM and export grades. Yes, large number of our products are getting exported to more than 20 countries we export. And your question regard on project based to platform based, see currently majority of the products we, our customers are our strategic departments of space, defense and nuclear, and they, depending on the project approvals, they give us orders. And platform based, okay, it depends on their priorities. Okay, so we are ready to work on any mode, we are ready to take up any kind of challenging work. So we are looking forward whenever there is a new platform that is going to be introduced or any new project that get approval, we are ready to work with the stakeholders and develop new grades or existing grades we are ready to supply. So Midhani is fully prepared and our core strength will be utilized in satisfying the needs of all our customers.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. My second question is to Mrs. Madhubala. Is ma'am also?
Yeah, please go ahead. She is here. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to understand from a finance point of view, how do you internally prioritize capital between capacity expansion, R&D, and certification-led market access? Is there any framework that balances near-term execution with long-term global competitiveness? I just want to understand your point of view in this.
Your question is relating to how to differentiate between CapEx, long-term and short-term. We have plans for day-to-day things. We are going with our internal resources. In case of long-term relating to company goals also, we have major projects which we are analyzing with detailed analysis, and based on the market potential and the demand for the products, we are going ahead with on case-to-case basis after thorough review of projects.
Okay, okay. Fine. Thank you very much for your guidance.
Thank you. The next question comes from Dipen Vakil from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So on looking at your order book, so we are seeing that we have a current order book of close to 1,800 crores, and this year we are targeting some 1,300 crores, which implies that the majority of our order book would be depleted in this year. So can you give us some thoughts in terms of what are the new orders expected in this year, specifically from the domestic side? And also, if you can throw some light on the demand scenario on the international front also, since we're exporting to more than 20 countries. So what kind of opportunities are we seeing from the export region as well? That is my first question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. The expected order, what is the order in hand, 1,827 crores. We are expecting in Q2 orders worth of 701 crores already, where we are under different stages of negotiations and all. So we are expecting in Q2 about 701 crores of orders.
Sir, and can you throw some light on the demand scenario, domestic as well as export, as to what are the opportunities that we are seeing? And because almost every country are now increasing their defense spending, so what kind of opportunities that Mithani also plans to target, and what kind of inquiries that they are also witnessing?
Yeah, there are significant number of orders in pipeline, particularly aerospace, space, energy, missiles, naval, export. I mean, from every sector, we are having a good number of orders. Particularly from space, we are expecting a significant order of high value. Aero and missile sector also, we are expecting significant orders in this quarter. So hopefully they will be coming. And the export scenario also is very good because of the geopolitical reasons elsewhere, people are approaching. So hopefully we'll be able to get some good orders for exports also.
So out of the 1,800 crores, what would be the quantum of export order?
Out of
35.
Exports are for 35 crore out of 1,800 crore.
Got it. And what would be the key geographies for your export clientele?
Okay, there are around 22 countries are there.
European.
Yeah, European origin mostly.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Henil Bagadia from Equicorp. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I hope I'm audible.
Audible.
I have one question. Sir, I've got a few questions. So the first is related to the White Plate Mill. So the White Plate Mill, what is the current utilization and the fixed overheads? So and going forward, as you said, that as you see the ramp-up in utilization, you'll also see better margins. So I mean, right now we are guiding for 20%-25% EBITDA margins, and I think after it reaches optimum, it should be between 25%-30%. So sir, two parts there. So one, what are the kind of white plate are we concentrating on? Is it more towards aluminum or is it more towards titanium? So and what is the competitive scenario there? Because globally, China is the largest in aluminum, and it's very price competitive there, but titanium is more strategic. And as our current titanium capacity is almost fully utilized, so if you ramp up the white plate mill, you'd need more titanium. So I mean, where would you go on the CapEx side for titanium, and some more clarity out there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bagadia. It's a good question. Actually, our current WPM utilization is about 40%. Okay, so there is a good spare capacity. We are in discussion with many of our customers to convert some of the products into plates, because one unique thing about our wide plate mill is this is one mill having a width up to 3.2 meters and we can roll very hard steels like margin steel. Not only that, we have recently started using it for rolling of super alloys and titanium alloys. So certainly it has got some place where it can take more load. With respect to aluminium, it is not in the main portfolio of Midani, but there have been inquiries from many people who are looking for using our white plate mill, and we are also keen on taking up because of our spare capacity. So if something works out in the near future, we'll also be reporting some rolling of aluminium. But definitely we are looking at titanium and super alloy plates wherever possible. We are interested to take up, and we are taking up also currently.
So on the titanium part, since we are, I mean, at optimum utilization already, so I you would have to do more capex on the capacity side. So any clarity there as to when you plan to allocate funds and when the new titanium blast furnace will be operational?
No, already we have. We have already invested in titanium. We have established titanium processing facility. One dedicated titanium vacuum arc remelting facility has been established with 50 crore investment. And yes, we are already fully utilizing our titanium side. We have orders in hand as well as we are fully utilizing it.
So for future orders of and for the utilization of capacity, you'll need more titanium capacity. So would you import it or would you source it in-house?
No, we don't import. Everything is, you mean raw materials or you mean
what? No, the titanium ingots.
No, we don't import. We make from raw materials, we melt the alloy and we supply to different customers in different formats, plates, sheets and bar product as well as even up to wire we can make it of different sizes. So we don't import. We have been making and we make these titanium products in-house within Midani.
Okay. So secondly, on the aeros engines and the aerospace side, so we developed a new alloy about 2 quarters back, the 718 nickel alloy. So right now there has been a lot of traction in the aero engine and the aerospace market. So I mean, there have been good order built up for CFN, GE, Pratt & Whitney and Rolls-Royce, the four main companies. So we are empaneled on all four companies as a supply chain partner. So what is our rank on their supply? Because it's about a three or a four player market in terms of vendor sourcing. So I mean, what rank do we have there? And how are we, how is the orders shaping up from these companies? So also a connected question is on the MRO side. So Safran's Hyderabad MRO is just going to get completed by this year end. So are you empaneled also with Safran in terms of supply? Because this happens to be for, the LEAP engine as well as they might extend it to the Rafael aero engine MRO supplies too. Hello?
Sir, please go ahead with the answer.
718 is a one of the most important super alloy in this kind of category for high temperature applications. It's used extensively where materials are required to be used up to 650 degrees Celsius, and Midani is a leader in this class of material. So we make these super alloys and we supply to right from ISRO, DRDO, many customers we supply this material. And you mentioned Safran and all. There are many foreign customers who come and ask for audit of our plant, and we work with them closely. And we are expecting exports from these very niche customers, and because they are in touch with us to give orders, and hopefully in a quarter or two we'll be able to close the deal with some of these customers, foreign customers.
So, sir, are we empaneled with all the four engine makers, the top four engine makers?
No, we are in discussion with them. And some of the people already we are supplying also.
Okay. So, this is the last question before I get in the queue. So, regarding the ultra-high megawatt power plant, so we had some products for supplies. So, I mean, right now, the government has given, as I think so they have released funds and they are pretty active in getting the plants. So, are we seeing orders there? Because we have got a certain superalloys which is there, which is being used for the super advanced supercritical application. So, if you could just allude, I mean, are the orders flowing in or do you see more time for the orders to come in?
See, with respect to ultra-high temperature UHFC, we have developed one alloy, actually, one named Indian High Temperature Alloy. We have already developed in collaboration with NSC, IG Kalpakkam, and NTPC. And we have already developed some few products for this particular thing. It is called 740H. So, technologically, we are ready. We are expecting order anytime.
Is it similar to the alloy that IIT Bombay has recently developed and they're claiming 50% efficiency on the boiler side? Is IIT having a different product and we have a different product?
No, I do not know the alloy you are talking about, but this we are working with our UHFC people, and these are the products that are going to be used. There may be many new developments of improved efficiency and all, but this being a very important thing, we already have a discussion with Indira Gandhi Center and Nuclear Fuel Complex for extrusion. So we have already developed these materials for that, which has been frozen in the design, and we hope to get orders in soon from them.
Just a clarification. So on the ultra-high megawatt power.
Could you please rejoin the queue for more questions?
This is just a clarification with respect to what sir said. So, regarding the clarification, is these products just used in the advanced super high critical boilers, or is it also used in the other boilers that goes into it? Because I mean, the overall boiler as a portfolio is about 30%-35% of the power project cost. So I was just trying to estimate the kind of bill of material we will supply to the BEL and other vendors, which in turn will supply it to the power projects.
Yes, these are exclusively for ultra-high temperature, ultra-supercritical project, and these are very niche application, I mean, niche products, okay, demanding very high specifications, and these specifically go into this, whatever I mentioned.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Jain from AlfAccurate. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a strong set of numbers, sir. As you mentioned that you are confident of around 30.
Abhishek, could you please speak on the handset mode? You're not quite audible.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, as you mentioned that you are confident of around 1,300 crores revenue in this year, and you will try 1,500 crores kind of the number. That means in the coming quarter, revenue could be 375-380 crores. So just wanted to understand how would be the quarterly progress in the turnover and the order book, or most of the orders will be executed in the second half on this.
Yeah. So, see, already we are having 1,827 crore worth of orders. We are expecting around 701 crore of orders in Q2. So put together, we are having enough orders in hand. So we are having all the facilities running. We should be able to make it. So we are confident as on today. We have no other issues with respect to meeting the demands of the customers with respect to time schedules.
So how would be the executions? So most of the executions will be in the second half only, or it will start to ramp up from the second quarters onwards?
No, it will be staggered. No, see, deliveries are, I mean, alloy making is a time-taking thing. Depending on the product, we have to melt and do the downstream operations. So sometimes it takes longer time. Like, for example, you have sheet products and tube products, wire products. It will take longer time compared to bar products. So it depends on the product shape, basically, on how long it will take, and it will be staggered up to Q4.
Okay. And in this quarter, the gross margin expansion was significant. Is it because of the change in the margin versus scrap composition or fall in the raw materials prices?
Yeah, there are multiple. Definitely, there are efficiencies in the raw material cost. The raw material costs have reduced. And also, as we discussed, the production has increased. See, when the production has increased, obviously the overheads, the burden per ton, but the burden per the unit will come down, right? So that is how, that is one factor. And the second is that raw material utilization, even the prices also, when compared with the previous last year's Q1, the prices have come down, raw material prices. So the last year we are actually, it's at very high rate. So that is also second component. And also on top of it, that as we are already mentioning always, that we are now using virgin and scrap mix wherever there is a possibility, and of course with the confirmations from the customers. So that is also giving us some savings with respect to the raw material cost. So these are the things which are contributing for the good margins when compared to the previous Q1. Yeah.
So as you any plans for
you're not audible at all. Your audio is not clear. No, you're not.
Your voice is breaking.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah.
So my question was on the scrap inventory. So are you exploring any plans for dedicated scrap processing or recycling plant to improve efficiency?
I'm sorry, actually your voice is again breaking. We are not able to take.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Are you able to hear me now? Is it fine?
Sometimes, yes. Again, otherwise, again, after you start, then the voice is breaking.
Okay. Sir, my question was on high scrap inventory. So, just wanted to understand, are you exploring any plans for dedicated scrap processing or recycling plant to improve cost efficiency?
No, presently the whatever means that's what the returns generated in-house, those things we have a method of segregating, means again alloy wise, grade wise, and be able to make use it. So there is no any separate scrap processing, like any maybe separate only people who is dealing scrap, they may need such type of thing. Here, whenever we are manufacturing batch, when we are taking up one alloy, we'll be continuing with that, and separately we are keeping it and tracking, and again we are using it. In wherever required, the cleaning part of that we are taking care. There is no separate scrap processing unit is required.
Okay. And my last question on the orders with the HAL. Can you throw some more light on the size and the durations and the potential for the repeat order?
Okay. So we are currently having... our orders with HAL are for super alloys, basically steels and super alloys and titanium alloys. So we are in the process of executing, and once the orders are completed, there is a possibility. So depending on the orders they get from their inventors, whenever they are getting for more aircraft or anything, similarly they will put orders with us, because these are all the regular grades of Midani. They come back to us. So it depends on how many orders they get, basically.
And what is the size with of the current orders with the HAL?
Total, it will be around 750 crore. Total orders
750.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from me, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Venkatesh from Logic Tree Consultant. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions. Question one is, you indicated the order book, present order book, and the possible orders you'll get in Q2. But mine is a slightly long-term vision. So considering the big opportunity across sectors, both on the domestic and export side, if I have to take a 3 to 5 year view on Midani, what is the kind of internal vision that you have? So what is the broad number that we can look at as a company if you want to stay invested for 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, thank you for your question. Actually, okay, this is internally we usually discuss. So we are having both short-term targets as well as long-term targets, both with respect to CapEx as well as the production. So we are expecting in a time period of about 5 years, our targets will be around 2,000 crores. That is the target we are looking at. from the current 1,100 crore approximately. We want to go to 2,000 crore in 5 years.
2,000 crore top line in five
yes.
years.
Don't
you think?
Yes.
Is that not, considering the kind of opportunity you have, sir, is that not a very ambitious number, or is a very low number, isn't it, sir? Would you say that?
See, with the existing facilities, it's a different kind of market altogether. Okay, so these are strategic materials, and with the available facilities, including some of the new facilities that we are going to augment in 3 to 5 year time, I'm giving these figures. In strategic sector, what happens is the quantities are small and the numbers are large. See, it is a different thing. It is not that we are producing like a steel plant, a regular steel plant. Here, number of grades will be like in an aircraft, number of grades will be too many, and quantities are small. And the required quality is very, very high. So these things put us in this bracket. I think 2000 is what we are looking for. If it is more, I do not know. We can, this is the current achievable target. That is what we feel.
Okay, sir. Great. Second question, sir. In your annual report of last year as well as this year, one of the key words that you use is global supply chain linkages, and which is both required for bringing in as well as taking it out. Do you see a possibility? Is that your greatest challenge, which is getting the global supply chain linkages? Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, this is one important challenge, because many of the raw materials that we use for making the alloys are imported. And because of the global chain disruption, sometimes it happens that some of these raw materials that go into production of materials, alloys, are not available in time. So it will put stress on us sometimes. So suppose, say, for example, some materials or some master alloys are not available, or some pure elements which we use in this manufacturing of these nickel-based super alloys, they are not, even one element is not there. Like typically, a super alloy consists of 6 to 7 elements. Absence of any one of the elements is going to be a critical thing. And one of our objectives is also to develop some domestic market. But it takes time. It will not happen immediately, because these are all very heavy investments are required for making these elements. Okay, whatever we import, if we want to make it within the country, it takes time. So short term, yes, we want to meet the targets, and long term, we want to have some collaborations and all, or how to recover maybe some of these alloying elements, if they are possible to recycle and use, that also we are looking. So supply chain is a very, very important thing in our type of production, where we depend on external countries for resources.
Okay, sir. And the current order book of 1,800 crore plus what you are indicating in terms of orders coming in this and next quarter, what would be the execution time frame for this, sir? If I say for the 1,800 plus 600 that you are projecting?
Yeah, something like 1.5 years. It will take 1.5 years is the execution time.
Sir, which means I'm trying to corroborate my study, which is 1,800 plus 700, if you are able to execute it even in 2 years, maybe we will reach our ambition faster, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is possible, but it all depends on, one problem is we should have smooth supply of raw materials. So if we are able to get, it should be possible, as you told. Good number of orders in hand. So your statement will be correct, provided there will not be any hindrance, because sometimes we are finding it difficult to get import certain critical raw materials. That's why we have told like that.
Got it, sir. Now, one last question, sir. The previous MD, Mr. Jha, had pointed out in one of the con calls saying that the potential for Midani's use in our country, Midani's role in our country is so huge across so many programs, that India needs 5 Midanis. That's the kind of capacity that was needed. Can you take it forward, sir? Do you think that is the kind of potential that we foresee for the next 5-10 years, sir? Yeah.
My predecessor is 100% true. His words are absolute. See, the thing is, even today, if you look at the Exim data, there are steel super alloys and titanium alloys are imported, around 8,000 crores worth of these steels which are in the portfolio of Midhani are being imported every year. So just when he told this, I think probably this is what was in his mind. If you keep it, 5 Midhani means 5 into maybe 1100 crore, it is even less than, even we cannot meet. So there are large number of these grades are getting imported because due to multiple reasons. So absolutely is correct. Yes, we need to strengthen, we need to expand, we need to become big, we need to cater, and already Government of India's idea is to have everything done within the country under Atmanirbhar. So we are sure that we are going to expand in due course of time, and we are, that is why we gave in about 5 years we are going to do at least 2000 crores. We should be able to make it. And this, the materials, whatever we are supplying, the strategic materials are required more and more in numbers, because you know the kind of things, you know, the many orders are there from defense. So it is expanding overall. The kind of products that Midhani is making is expanding, and country needs more such companies. Yes.
Excellent, sir. Thank you so much. I mean, in fact, me and my friends went through some parliamentary notes also, and your company is being mentioned as the company of strategic national importance. You know, there's a lot of people talking about it. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Dixit from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead. Amit, you're not audible. You're not quite clear.
Is it better now?
Yes, please.
Hello. Yeah. Just follow up from my side. The first one is on the Rohtak armor factory. If you can mention the capacity utilization there, and what kind of revenue can we expect from this facility in the next couple of years. Also, a related one on this is that now LCH order has been given to HAL.
Okay. See, with respect HAL, to...
Yeah.
You are done?
Yeah, that is the first question.
Yeah. So, with respect to the Rohtak case, we are having two products from Rohtak, basically vehicle armoring and body armoring. So with respect to vehicle armoring, we are having good number of orders. Okay, we are having that bulletproofing of vehicles. So we are having good orders from respective police departments, state police departments, as well as central police forces. And with respect to body armoring, yes, we are having some of the orders we are already, so we are having a TOD technology transfer from Baba Kavach, that is one, and we are also looking at Abed, okay, another TOT. So orders are expected. We are recently, we got an order for bulletproof jackets from one of the state police departments. So we have to expand. There is still, it is not up to the mark, but still we are looking for some expansion in that and getting orders to execute. And with respect to LCH order to HAL, so we are to get some good orders in this area.
Does that answer your question?
Okay, sir. Yeah. The second question is on the value production. So if you can let us know imported content in that value of production, and what kind of steps are we taking to bring it down, and imported products. I know there are a lot of things not within your control, because some of these materials are not produced in India.
Yeah, it all depends on the end user has to give us the opportunity to work on that, because many of these products that are imported are all in the portfolio of Midhani. So whether it is steel, super alloy or titanium alloy, so it depends on their timelines and what are their promises to their customers. So accordingly, we are expecting some orders. We are yet to get any feedback from them.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dipen Vakil from Philip Capital. Please go ahead. Dipen, please go ahead with your question and unmute yourself in case if you're on mute.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity, sir. So my question is on the lines of your supply chain. So you mentioned that a lot. What would be the raw materials that you're currently importing? And also the raw materials which are easily available from the domestic region. So can you throw some light on that?
Yeah, something like 75 to 80% of the raw materials we import, because these raw materials, India is not having the mineral resources to produce the kind of material that we are using for making super alloys, like for example nickel, cobalt, moly, tungsten. These things we import. So maybe 75 to 80%. But there are alloys which there are materials which we use domestically also. So. But significant part of it is coming from import, pure elements.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Gopi Krishnan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, audible. Please go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have only one question. The revenue sales is 168 crores. So I would like to know what is the production charge against this sales. Value of production charge against this sale of 168 crores.
VOP.
No,
VOP
is
yeah. 240. No, no. What is the value?
The value of revenues per cube. Sorry. Please go ahead.
Actually, total, I understand what is the total value of production for the quarter, but what is the value of production charged against 168 crores, just to approximate figure,
okay.
Against 168 invoicing.
Okay, so that is just a minute, we are 110 crores.
So 110 crores of production has generated for you 168 crores.
110 crores is the raw materials that have been used, and these 110 crores consist of virgin raw materials which we have used, and also some scrap we use it, right? So this is the virgin raw materials, 110 crores.
No, my question is specific, not regarding material. I'm talking about, you have mentioned that 241 crore is your value of production. So okay. what is the value of production charged against 168 crores?
Input.
Then you invoice 168 crores to the client. How much is the value of production against that?
168. Where the 168 has come? Are you talking about
revenue.
Okay, 170. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, fine. So that around that will contribute around 60%
is the value of production?
Correct.
So that means 40% you're making, that means...
value addition. Yes. The other things will be there, the other overheads will be there, like, you know, employee cost will be there, consumables will be there, power will be
there. Approximately, you're telling 60% of 170 crores is charged against this?
Yes.
As value of production?
Yes. Because on top of the raw materials, there will, that is only the raw material consumption I talked about, right? On top of it, there will be a scrap consumption, there will be the, expenditures like, employee expenses, other overheads like consumables, power, repairs, so many things will be there. All those, the finance costs will be the depreciation, so many things, yeah.
Okay. And also one more question, is there any seasonality in production for Medani? Always it's quarter one is lower and quarter four is higher. Is there something like that? I'm talking about production.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, there may be, last quarter may be a little more aggressive compared to other three quarters. Maybe if you look at the previous quarter results also, you can find.
Always it's like that. But is there anything like that, seasonality for production, not sales I'm talking?
No, nothing like that. Okay, maybe more running in the last quarter to achieve the targets.
Okay. That's all from my side. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Henal Bagadia, with Equi Corp. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So I just got two quick questions. So one is, since the raw material prices have come down compared to last year, so is there any upward revision on the gross margin and EBITDA margin guidance you plan to make?
That's what is already reflected. That is, if we look at it, the last year, the EBITDA margins are only, 19% Q1, if you look at it. Because 31 crores EBITDA and 163 crores, the margin is, EBITDA margin is 19. So that's 24 crores is Q1 of the current financial year, right? And also it has the same impact, cascade impact on the PBT. Last year it was 5.48 and it is 11.14 of the revenue. Same is the case of the PAT. So that is what is okay. Resulted. The savings, it has, yeah, it has contributed it. Last year it was affected.
So on the RM side, are we fairly diversified in terms of procurement? Because I mean, on Cobalt, I think so, DRC has still extended their export ban. So are we fairly comfortable in terms of supplies?
Procurement, we are going as per the orders available. That is a continuous process. We are keep on procuring raw material as per the requirement and considering the market trends also. Procurement is a continuous process.
Okay. And the last question, sir, if you could also explain, so we've got a product for bulletproof jackets called Kavach. So what? How different is it from technical textile product, which is manufactured by a few textile players, which is also a bulletproof jacket that is used? So because there was a large opportunity in terms of getting orders from state and central police departments, but I think so the ramp-up of the number of orders that you received has not been in line with our expectations.
Yeah, probably your statement may be true. See, the normal textile and this thing is different because you are having bulletproof jackets have different layers of materials consisting of some polymeric materials and ceramic materials which will be resistant to firing bullets. So it's a technology. And you have to get it in the right form. The interface have to be good. Interface between the polymer and the ceramic. So the technology is available. It is called the Kavach. So what you are referring is called Baba Kavach. We have taken a TOT from BRC and we are working on that. We are also in the process of taking TOT from IIT Delhi. It is called Abed and we are working with them and we are doing the initial processing of some of the jackets. And these are for higher Stenag levels, that is more intense bullets also can be stopped. So as you told, yes, once these things are established, we will be going and we should be getting orders in next few quarters once these are established.
Thank you very much, sir, and all the best to the team.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
Oh, thank you. It's been a wonderful experience. Thank you once again for all our investors for joining today's conference call and for all your continuous trust and support on Midhani. We are proud of what Midhani has accomplished in Q1 of FY25-26. And as we move to the next quarter, I am confident that with our strong order book, particularly the expected 701 crores from Q2, I think we can have a sustained growth. If you have any further questions, you can please call our company secretary. We wish you from Midhani side a pleasant day.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.